Blog Talk Radio.
This is Real But Real with your host, T.L. Childs. I know I don't do a show like I'm supposed to on a regular basis, but I just want to do something out of the top of my head, off the top of my head, just a thought I was having about sexual openness, you know. In 2016, we just live in a world where people kind of do what they want and do as they please. So, you know, at the same time, is it right or is it wrong? I mean, no one really questions morals anymore. I mean, my last show I did last year was about almost the same thing. Where's your morals? Like, why doesn't these things bother you? And I'm going to give you examples. I'm just living off the experiences I have. You know, as a man, as you know, men are pretty open sexually. It's just the way we are. We can't help it. In most cases, most men will tell you that they don't really want to be with one girl, or they just don't want to be in one relationship. They kind of want to go off and do whatever they want to do. And you assume that women wouldn't want to go out and mess around in that situation or in that type of way. Now, all that is wrong. It doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman. It just matters on the person. And I'm using my personal experience from this. Personally, I've met women that will tell me sex doesn't mean anything. Absolutely nothing. I said, well, could you elaborate on that? I mean, could you explain that to me? So you're telling me you can sleep with whatever guy and it doesn't matter. Like, absolutely. And so there's women like that, just as like there are men like that as well, just as much as there are men like that. So it's because, like I said in the last show, I'm from a Christian household. I have very strong religious beliefs. I'm not a perfect person. I will never be a perfect person because there's no such thing. But it does really boggle me when women, and I'm sorry, I guess this is a stereotype that I have in my mind, but women, you hear me? Let me say that for a third time. Women say, oh, you know, it really doesn't matter. Like, I can have a boyfriend and be in sexual promiscuous situations. And I'm thinking to myself, then why have a boyfriend? And if I want to reverse the roles and say, okay, if I had a girlfriend, which I do, and I wanted to be open sexually, I wouldn't do that to her. You see what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to go, I'm going to marry my girlfriend, but be in threesomes as many times as I possibly can. Now, we all know threesomes are normal or everyday or regular, depending on the crowds you hang in. But at the same time, if you want to live that life, like I've always said before, then live that life. Don't drag somebody on into it. Don't say to yourself, all right, I'm going to be with so-and-so, and while I'm with so-and-so, I'm going to sleep with the world. But after I finish sleeping with the world and get that out of my system, I want so-and-so to still be standing there. That's just unfair. It doesn't even make any sense. While so-and-so is out there doing nothing, or maybe sleeping with one or two other people, you knock out four, five, six people in that time frame, maybe more than that, and you expect so-and-so to be excited about that? It just doesn't make any sense. Not even excited. You expect so-and-so to deal with that. And that's my biggest issue with the whole thing. Sure, you can be open sexually. I don't care. That's a good thing. You know, if it makes you happy, whatever makes you happy makes you happy. But at the same time, it's like, could you consider the person you with before you make these decisions? Matter of fact, don't get in a relationship. If you're going to sleep around with X amount of people, then be single and sleep around with as many people as you want. I just don't get the whole, I want to be in a relationship and I want to sleep with who I want to sleep with. It just doesn't work that way. You can't, what's it, have your cake and eat it too? You can't have your piece of cake and eat the whole cake too. You know what I'm saying? Or eat another piece of cake, however the saying goes. You know what I mean? it's really greedy. It's really selfish. It's like, oh, I found this perfect person. See, and I'm only upset by this as a man because I'm the rare guy. Yes, believe it or not. I'm not with threesomes and foursomes and all that stuff. I want me and my girl, and that's it. Yeah, it sounds crazy, right? No, it's just I want me and my girl, and that's it. And I never understand the whole group sex threesome dynamic. If I was a single man, I understand the dynamic because I have no horse in the race. You see what I'm saying? I have no one that I have to worry about if I'm doing something like that. But for me to do something like that with my girl getting basically tore down by another guy and I got to sit and watch that, are you kidding me? Like, are we ever going to have a normal relationship again after I see that? And even if I didn't have to see it, just the thought that my girl's out there doing whatever, but she can come back with me, the one that does all the work. And that's not even what the point is. The point is, if you're going to be sexually open, that's fine. Be sexually open. Be free and merry with your life. But don't try to bring someone in on that situation because it's extremely unfair to that person. And they want you to be happy, so they might agree with male or female, but it just so happens that I'm a man that is not into that. So I happen, guess what type of women I run into? I'm sure you can guess the type of women I get, the women that just don't care. Like, guys pray for women that I meet. Like, oh, she don't care whether you sleep around, y'all both can sleep around, it's nothing, it means nothing. Yeah, that's the women I usually meet. But if I was a dog, guess what I would meet? Women that would never want to sleep around. And that's just the way of the world. So I just know that it's unfair to a lot of people to want to live that way and still be in a relationship. Is it fine to be sexually open? Absolutely. I'm all for it. But just start to appreciate other people in this whole thing. Instead of just saying, oh, well, I'm going to sleep with so-and-so and it means nothing. It should mean something. And let me get to that point before I get out of here. How can I break this down? Men and women, since the beginning of the time, have always, you know, wanted each other. It's just the way it is. It's the way it's always been. Now, granted, I'm not saying men and men can't be together. Women and women can't be together. Do whatever you want. Whatever you're attracted to. Isn't it funny how you're naturally attracted to one person for a short period of time, and then you realize, like, I could be with this person, but then I'm not done. So what you do is try to keep on and hold on to that person? No, that's not how it works. This is how it works. You find one person that you're attracted to or you connect souls with, and then you stay with that person. Don't try to make more of what it is. You know, like I said, I'm born in a certain way, you know, a certain household, certain beliefs. So a woman's a woman, she's going to be a woman. A man's going to be with a woman, they're going to be with each other. They're not going to be literally with each other and sleeping with other people. What's the point of a relationship? There's nothing wrong with doing that while you're single. I don't think there's any place in a relationship for it. It just doesn't make sense. It's not going to work. I'm the rare guy that could tell you right here, right now, that I don't want my girl to sleep around with me or without me. You see what I'm saying? Like, if I'm in the same room with my girl and someone else is having sex with her, I don't think I'm going to go, oh, babe, that was a good night. Did you enjoy yourself? No. I'm going to be upset the entire time. And not only that, by the time I get over it, all I'm going to see is the visions of somebody banging my girl. And that's just point blank, period. All I'm saying is, if you're going to do it, then do it single. Don't hold on to it. If you're going to do it, be honest with somebody and make sure they in on it and not just doing it for you, because that's just not fair. Don't be selfish. Isn't it funny that sexually open people usually get with sexually selfish people and vice versa? Because if think about it this way. If you put two sexually open people together and one day that person wants to stop, is the other person going to stop? And that's why the sexually open don't ever get with the sexy open, because usually in that situation, both trains are going downhill and no one's going to stop it. This has been your boy TL Child. I'll let y'all know in time.